Hello, and welcome to the Rooted in Reliability podcast, your plant performance podcast, where we dive deeper into asset management techniques and know-how. I'm your host, James Kovacevic, and I will be your guide to achieving industry best practice. The Rooted in Reliability podcast is here to provide you with the insights to improve plant performance and deliver bottom-line results to your organization. In case you missed the last episode, you can find the Rooted in Reliability podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and on the reliability.fm network. Don't forget to subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Now let's dive into today's topic. Coming live from the 2018 SMRP conference, it is my pleasure to welcome Alex Dessel to the podcast. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So Alex, you work with Fluke. And for those that may not know who Fluke is, I'm wondering what they're doing in maintenance. But I remember my first Fluke meter. I'm an electrician by trade. So first meter I had was a Fluke. I can't remember the exact model, but it's probably 20 years old and I'm still using it at home. So definitely a fan of the products, fan of everything you guys do. But before we dive into the topic today, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. So my name's Alex Dessel. I'm with Fluke Corporation. I've been in the field, about 30 years field experience, working in manufacturing verticals, oil and gas, and with instrumentation and controls and measurement.
Excellent. Now, one of the key things I found over my time working with electrical and electronics was having good power quality. I remember one facility we were at, we had issues with power quality. And as a result, we'd have issues with servo drives, issues with instrumentation, a variety of different things. One of the things we looked at doing was implementing a power monitoring solution to try and capture some of what was going on and figure out what was going on so we could fix it. What really is power monitoring for those that may not know?
Power monitoring is really monitoring the power at various points, you know, starting at from the transformer into the facility. We could measure at low distribution panels just to really characterize the quality of that power and to try to see some cause and effect relationships associated with the site that or the application that you're measuring.
All right. So when we talk power monitoring, are we looking at voltage, current, the sine wave? What are the specifics we're looking at?
When we talk about power monitoring and I'll add power logging in there, we're looking at the voltage, current, and we're looking at harmonics, we're looking at active power, and we're monitoring the, in the case of the power quality, we're actually looking for events like dips, swells, and transients, and we want to capture those events.
Okay. So how do we do this power monitoring then? How do we capture this? Does Fluke have specific solutions for that, or do we have to hook up a whole bunch of different meter logging meters, and what are the options for that?
Fluke does have a solution for power monitoring. And so power monitoring is, we're just going to say monitoring is a live monitoring as opposed to a logger where you would, the technician would install the logger, capture some data, and then remove that device and then export that data. The advantage of live monitoring is very powerful because you can actually see real-time and capture real-time data of the power coming in or the load that you're monitoring.
Okay. So where are we feeding that to? A cloud-based solution or something like that so we can monitor, we can set alarms and limits and all those wonderful things?
Yep. The 3540 is a cloud-based measurement. It's a very portable device. And yes, it's sending data to the cloud, and it also sends you alarm notifications as such. And so because it's sending data to the cloud, a group of users can log into that indication and look at the trend and look at what alarms that might have been triggered and just to see what's going on with that measurement.
Excellent. So whether we're at the facility, whether we're, you know, on a business trip somewhere, we can log in and see exactly what's going on with our power quality. We're looking at, you know, voltage dips or spikes. We can see all those different things, and we also can get those alarms remotely.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a little funny story behind that, because if you have your alarms enabled, you might get an alert at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yep.
But many times that's important if you're trying to capture, you know, an event.
Absolutely. That one company I was working with at the time, we would always have these voltage sags at certain parts of the day. And after a while, we began to realize it's at the same point
roughly within a couple minutes of each other, the same time every single day. And what it was it was a plant down the road further up the line that would actually start up one of their pieces of equipment. And the initial inrush would cause everything to sag that further downstream. It wasn't until we put in the monitoring and we started logging the time and doing all that we were able to see those things. So it's vitally important that, you know, you get the real-time monitoring so you can see times, you can start to establish those specifics of the events. Now, with the 3540 specifically, where has that been used that you can share, and what were they really looking for when they were using it?
Yes, many different use cases, but a popular use case is for identifying what we call bad actors, which you were alluding to earlier, you know, with this this troubleshooting effort you were doing, is that an advantage of power monitoring as opposed to putting a logger on there. How many times as a technician come in the morning, saw a work order for an intermittent issue that's occurring, and during their shift they'll go out and put a logger on there and they'll remove that logger and see the log, and there's no, that symptom's not occurring. The advantage of putting the power monitor on there is that since it's a cloud-based measurement, it's an unlimited amount of data, and you can leave the session just going for 24/7. Plus, you're going to find out when that event occurs. So a couple places have used this in that case to find some bad actors, just as you were mentioning. In one case, it was a package manufacturing facility, had a very specialized asset. It was a high-dollar asset, and if this asset goes down, it's going to cost them some money. But they were having these intermittent issues, and it turned out to be an operator issue. Yep. And they were able to find out that the operator was just not operating the unit properly. And the alarming on the unit was not functioning right, but the 3540 was able to catch the issue. And what was happening is they were actually just tripping out the VFD drive.
This podcast is brought to you by Iridicio. Be sure to check out iridicio.com for a free copy of their ebook, A Smarter Way of Preventative Maintenance. This ebook will allow you to review your current maintenance program and eliminate the non-value-added work you are doing, which is most likely causing you more downtime than it is preventing. www.iridicio.com.
Excellent. So, great use case. Now, how hard is this to actually use the power monitor, or the 3540? Is it easy to install? Does it require tons of work?
It's you know, at Fluke, you know, we're having our 70th anniversary now, and Fluke has been very prides itself on trying to create intuitive tools. So the 3540 is no different. There's software that comes with the unit, and basically the customer, you would use an Android or iOS compatible device, and they would start a session using that device, and then once that session started, just walk away, and you can access that session we talked about earlier.
Excellent. So in order to hook it up, what do we have to do? Are we putting current clamps on? Are we hooking up leads to the terminals so we can monitor voltage? How do we actually install this thing?
Yes. So you can install the unit with, it comes with three current transformers, one for each phase, which simply just clip around the conductor, and then also has three voltage leads to measure the voltage. So by measuring voltage and current, you can do a load study or energy study.
All right, so relatively simple to set up. Doesn't require a ton of work and effort.
Yes.
What else can we do with the 3540? You mentioned stuff about harmonics and that. How do organizations leverage that capability, and what should they be looking for? How does it benefit them to look at that?
Yeah, it brings to mind another use case at a medical facility. So they had a high-dollar asset, a CT scanner, and there was an issue with the scanner that was happening intermittently. And make a long story short, they were able to detect one of the legs dropping out on them. And when you're talking about critical equipment, it's very important that the power coming into those equipment is very, you know, it's got good power quality. So this helped them save $70,000 in this particular case.
Excellent. So they were able to identify that. What did they do? Did they put in capacitor banks to deal with that, or did they trace it back to a transformer issue? Or
yeah, so they basically went upstream to their supplier, and they were able to show them the log that the 3540 produced, because sometimes there's, you know, from the supplier side who's supplying the power to the user side on the load side, a lot of times the utilities don't necessarily report these issues, and so they use this to go back and tell them there's an issue they had to get corrected on the supply side.
Yeah, I had the experience one time where we were having issues with those voltage spikes and so on and so forth. Utility didn't believe us that we were having these issues. It wasn't reflecting on their logs, or they were choosing not to disclose it, whatever the case may have been. Soon as we had a power monitoring suite on there, we logged it. We could show them these events occurring. They came out, they did some investigation, ended up replacing the transformer at the pole as a result of that. But unless we had that data to support it, they were not interested in anything we had to say. So I think having the ability to capture that data, be able to trend it, be able to go back and look at it weeks, days, months, years later, I think is vital for us to be able to deal with some of these underlying issues that we all experience.
Absolutely.
Well, is there anything else on the 3540 that we didn't touch on that we may want to talk about a bit more?
Well, the 3540, again, is as easy to use, is very portable. And just, I think that the main point of a 3540 over a conventional logger is that when you put a logger out there, again, you talk about a trip to install the unit, capture the log over a period of time, and then remove the unit. And hopefully you've captured that event or what you're trying to do with using that log. But 3540, you can just put it on there and let it run, and you'll get notification when the user-defined alarm threshold has been exceeded. So you can react a lot quicker. And it frees up the technician to having to, you know, all this time they're having to go spend putting out the logger. In this case, they can put this unit on there and they can leave it and just react accordingly.
Excellent. Now, I know Fluke has a lot of things going on. Fluke Connect, Excelix, a lot of things. Does the 3540 have the ability to tie into some of this other stuff that you guys have, like eMaint and Fluke Connect and all these things?
Absolutely. This is our 70th anniversary, but in the early 2000s, you know, Fluke has a strong tradition in building, producing meters, measurement in the power quality industry, decided to start digitizing a lot of their products. And so we've been adding to that portfolio since then. You know, includes our not only the power quality product line or power product line, but also the thermography as well. So the 3540 does connect in or integrates into our eMaint CMMS system. And there the user can look at that particular asset they have installed on and create their own look on the dashboard and look at trend data.
Excellent. So we're bringing all that data into the CMMS. And it's interesting because the interview I did just before this, gentleman from SD Myers was talking about the issues with all the different technologies that don't talk to CMMSs. So you guys are directly dealing with that issue by allowing us to integrate the information from the 3540, the infrared imaging, all those different things to eMaint using Fluke Connect and Excelix and all those great things. So excellent to hear you guys are moving in that direction.
Absolutely. You know, you hear a lot about customers having to log into multiple systems, and really what they want is a single sign-on ultimately.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, Alex, I want to thank you for taking the time today to talk to us about power monitoring, the 3540. But before we go, where can people find out more about you, what Fluke is doing, any resources and events?
Fluke.com.
All right. Fluke.com.
Yep.
We can send everyone there. We'll point links to that. I'll put a link to the 3540 as well. And I'm sure you have resources on the site as well that talks about power quality and all those wonderful things too.
We do. We've spent a lot of time and effort creating a good knowledge base. We have instructional videos. We have data sheets associated with each product. It's well organized.
Excellent. So I'll put links to all those so people can find them quickly. And I want to thank you for talking to us today about power monitoring.
I appreciate being here.
I would like to thank you for listening and remind you that you can always find out more on maintenance, reliability, and asset management at www.iridicio.com and by following our blog. The Rooted in Reliability podcast is a proud member of the Reliability.fm network. I'd like to ask you to please rate and review this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. It ensures the podcast stays relevant and is easy to find by like-minded professionals. It is only with your ratings and reviews that the Rooted in Reliability podcast can continue to grow. I thank you for providing this small but critical support. We'll see you next week when we dive into another burning topic with Rooted in Reliability, your plant performance podcast.